Hey everyone, it's Rachel Roberts
and Megan Segura,
and this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
And this is a bonus episode.
Yes, it's a very special day because Beverly Hills is back and we have the taglines.
Right, so we are going to release our full thoughts on the premiere on Thursday's episode. But for now, let's just sit back, watch the taglines, and react together.
Yes, I am very upset. One of them got spoiled to me on Twitter.
Oh, no.
So I know Erica's now. I know. It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Kyle looks great. She's got a smoky eye, that hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not straight for, like, the first time in, like, a long time.
Yeah, it's wavy.
Circle earrings.
Okay, no, wait. I have a video of the behind the scenes of that shoot, and she says,
these are actually season 2 earrings for game night at Dana's, and that's what I was wearing. Yep, everything old is new again. That's what happens when you clean out your closet.
So she was ahead of the trend.
She was, because that was, and remember that game night?
Yeah.
They were the ones.
Slut pig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a pig.
Okay.
You're
enough.
A slut
no
pig.
Nobody's touching me anymore.
Or at least I don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long.
Bitch.
Crystal meth. It's such an extreme drug.
In this town, fame and money come and go, but friends should not.
Aww.
As fans on social media have pointed out, very similar to her other taglines in the past. Like, there's always a mention of money fame and this town.
Right. This is my town.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted it to be less about friends, I guess, and more just about, like, I have it all and a sexy hubby, too. I don't know, because we just saw Maurizio.
But maybe this season she's going to lose a friend.
Right. We forget. It's there. It's foreshadowing.
Yes.
I hope it's not Lisa. Ugh, in the first, I'm not going to talk about it because we haven't watched it yet. I almost just spoiled it. You guys, I'm sorry.
Some people call me cold, but that's not ice. It's diamonds.
Yes! It's so good.
It's a very good tagline.
Right? She's talking about what's in the zeitgeist that she's cold.
Yeah.
She's talking about, no, it's ice. But look at how wealthy I am because I got diamonds.
Yeah, and she looks fantastic.
Like she's dripping in diamonds. Ugh, look at her. She's just perfect.
I believe in an excess of everything except moderation.
I see where you were going, Dorit. I see the pun. Could you have done better?
Way harsh, Ty.
I know. She's really grown on me.
Yeah.
And just fashion wise.
So, and
like,
you wanted more for her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could she have mentioned cocaine? Some people do cocaine in the bathroom, but I don't.
You're right! That's a great tagline!
That's what we're asking for, Dorit.
Having the best isn't important to me, but being my best is.
So that's New Girl Teddy.
Very granola, but yeah. Like very on brand for her.
Right, and also, like, we don't know her that well, so it's a very general, like, evergreen sort of.
Definitely. But I think it sets her up as, like, all the drama and the fame, I don't care about. I'm going to be who I am and tell it like it is.
I thought of another one for Dorit.
Okay.
I may speak with many accents, but I always tell the truth.
Ooh. I was going to do something with, like, I may speak with many accents, or it's not languages, though. Something about, like, but money always talks.
Oh. God, we should write this.
Call us.
I don't have to buy it, because I already own it.
Can I tell you, it took me a couple of times to get it.
Just own it, Lisa. F***ing own it.
I did not get that the first time. I was like, that's weird, because of all the housewives, she's not the one that's the most, like, spendy. You know,
right.
She's not,
no,
like
flaunting her.
Right, but yeah, I get what you did there. You own it.
Remember how you own it, own it. This is your chance.
Yeah, it took me a second, but the moment we were like, I didn't. I was like, I know what it is.
Yes.
She looks amazing, too. Her hair looks a little different to me.
Yeah.
She premiered a different look the other night. It was, like, slicked back
right at
the premiere party.
See, Brandy Glanville? It's not a wig.
Yeah.
The Queen of Diamonds always has an ace up her sleeve.
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good one. Except I was like, oh, Candy already used the ace.
Oh, did she?
She said it was something like...
Because Ace is her son,
obviously. Da-da-da-da-da. And now that I have an ace, I have my full deck or something like that.
I have
that.
A full house.
Right. Oh, that, yeah, I think that
makes sense,
it.
Right?
Now that I've got my ace, I have a full house.
But still.
And also, I feel like because Erica said diamonds, when you say diamonds again, it takes a little bit of the power out of it.
Mm.
But still really good.
And gorgeous dress. I love this dress.
Oh, man, she looks amazing. She looks like a queen. I want to see all their looks again. It's very diamondy in general.
That's why I love Bev Hills.
Because of the diamonds.
Just like it's the most glitzy yes. of all of them.
Yes. As Dorit says, there's no moderation.
Right. I will say that we have a poll up on BravoTV.com where you can vote for your favorite tagline. So far, Erica Girardi and Lisa Vanderpump are winning with 34. They each have 34% of the votes.
So go vote if you feel like somebody else deserves it more. I think that Eric, I don't know, those two are really strong to me. But I do like Lisa Rinna's, and I think that people, though, aren't putting it together.
Right.
So it's like the cleverness of it is maybe being lost on
right.
people. She should have said it like, what is the tagline?
I don't have to buy it because I already own it.
She should have said, I don't have to buy it because I already own it.
Yes.
Like if she would have done that and hit the nail a little harder on the head, people would have gotten it.
Right. Fans need it spelled out for them.
You know that Kim Kardashian sparkly filter? I know it's like not her own filter. But
Kira
like,
Kira?
Yes, Kira Kira. This looks like
Kira Kira.
Kira Kira's on it. Just like we're looking at the shot of all of them at the end when they're holding the diamonds.
Like this, it makes me giggle every time because before every commercial break, they show this photo. The way Dorit is holding the diamond is very interesting to me. Like, it's more pronounced than another, but it's like.
It's like she's never held a diamond before. But I do, okay, controversial statement. I do wish Lisa Rinna, that hair doesn't go with that dress to me. Like, I know that that's her hair and that's how it always is. But do you know what I mean?
She's like, this is my hair. What do you want me to do?
Right, but it's like...
Right, you went... Like, even an accessory.
Yes. Or, like, maybe take some of it and, you know, put it back a little bit. I don't know. Or, like, but the... Like, I had that exact haircut when I was 14 or 15 in high school. I can find the pictures. It's not great. Her, it's her signature, it's her thing. She looks amazing in it. But, like,
did you take a photo of her to the hairdresser?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's
Lisa Rinna in 2005 and was like, give me the Lisa Rinna. anyway, but I love you, Lisa. And I really like her tagline.
Yeah. And go also to BravoTV.com. to watch the video of the behind the scenes of the making of these opening taglines and titles. It's very interesting. So I thought it in the first episode, and then I saw a preview for the second episode. I will say I feel like the seventh housewife this season is Dorit's boobs.
I was going to say it's the city of New York.
No. No. Her breasts are very...
There was one, like, scene...
In a good way.
...in the next on where she, like, raises her hands or something, and, like, you just, like, you see where the boob starts and her arm ends, and it's magnificent.
Right.
Anyway, this is only the tip of the diamond, because we will have our full recap this Thursday, so listen out for it.
And make sure to tweet us your reactions at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. And you can always find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb and on Instagram as Suspiciously Small.
Shush, shush, shush.